Good morning. Our question today is when we're at the Seder and we have the Arba Kosas, we drink four different cups of wine or grape juice or a mixture. The specific question is, do you need to wash the cup between the Arba Kosas? So after number one, after number two, after number three, after number four, do we need to wash the cup or do we not need to wash the cup? Why would we think that you need to wash the cup? Because in fact, there's a Gemara in Brachas that says as follows, Asar Dvarim Ne'emru B'kol Shel Bracha. There are 10 things that are said about or required when you have a Kos Shel Bracha. Rashi says a Kos Shel Bracha is when you have a cup of Birkas HaMazon. And other poskim say it's much more inclusive than that. It includes Kiddush and Havdalah and when you have the Kos for Birkas HaMazon and the like. 10 things are required, Ne'emru B'kol Shel Bracha. And the first two on the list, Ta'un Hadacha Ushtifa. It's required to wash the cup. What's Hadacha Ushtifa? The Gemara says later on, Hadacha means washing the cup on the inside, and Shtifa means washing the cup on the outside. So that's the primary view in the Gemara. One of the views in the Gemara, 10 things are required when it comes to Kol Shel Bracha. And two of the list are Hadacha and Shtifa, washing that cup on the inside and the outside. Now, Rabbi Yochanan has a different view. He says not all 10 of them are required. You have only 4 items that are required when we have a Kol Shel Bracha. And he lists out his, and he says Hadacha Ushtifa are on his list as well. So even though he doesn't have 10, he pars it back to 4. But whether we're in the view of it's 10 or whether we're in Rabbi Yochanan's view that it's 4, Hadacha and Shtifa, washing the cup on the inside and the outside are required. How do we paskin? It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. The Torah says we paskin like that first opinion. All 10 items are required when it comes to a Kol Shel Bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh that there are 2 that are excluded, Itur and Ituf. We're not going to go into those, but that doesn't matter for our question because what is included is Hadacha and Shtifa. So whether we're like the Torah saying you need to do all 10 or the Shulchan Aruch saying you don't need to all do all 10, but they both agree Hadacha and Shtifa are required when you have a Kol Shel Bracha and we have Arba Kosas. So are we going to view them all separately? Do we have to wash between each and every one of them? So in fact, the Maharshal says as follows, Derak Kos Rishon V'Koshlishi Tzarech Shtifa V'Hadacha, and that's brought by the Darkei Moshe as well. It's only after the first cup and after the third cup are we required to do the washing of the cup on the inside and the outside. However, Aval B'Shem Truma Sedeshen, it's brought in the name of the Truma Sedeshen that you actually need to do the Shtifa, the cleaning, Shenahag, he himself, Lishtof Bein Kos L'Kos. It says Lishtof Kos L'Kos, but could be on the inside and the outside. He used to wash it because we said Shtifa is on the outside. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's inside and the outside. I don't think he would have been just washing the outside of the cup. So you have to, according to the Truma Sedeshen, wash it on the inside and the outside. And in fact, the Tosfos Chaim, which is written on the Chayyadim, says Tov Shielo Kli Male Mayim Samuch L'Shulchan, that you should have a vessel right next to the Shulchan at the Leila Seder. You should have a bin of some sort that has water in it, full of water, and it's next to you during the Seder in order to wash your cup between each of the cups. And it says it should be Shtifa and Hadacha. You're going to wash the inside and the outside between each of the cups, so after the first, after the second, after third, and after the fourth. It's actually going to be before the first, before the second, before the third, and before the fourth, because the concept here is not washing it after use, but that it should be washed on the inside and the outside before use. So we have, would have a requirement, kipshuto, before and after each of the kosos. So we have 2 views here, the Maharshal saying after the first, just for the first and the third, which means before the first and before the third, we have to watch the kos, and that's brought in the Darkei Moshe, that view as well. And we have the alternative view that we have for each and every kos, just like it's brought in the name in the Truma Sedeshen and the Tosfos Chaim, before each and every of the kosos, we're going to have to wash our cup before use, both on the inside and the outside. Have a wonderful day.